It's Thursday, September 9th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Despite being vaccinated, many people are still worried about breakthrough COVID infections and curious how to navigate this phase of the pandemic. It really depends on a lot of factors, including your overall health and the concentration of infections where you live. Another thing that can help you in managing your risk is more home testing. Tara Parker Pope, health columnist at the New York Times, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Tara.
Sure, happy to be here.
Wanted to talk about breakthrough infections. I know a lot of vaccinated people have been kind of worried about what's going on. We hear a lot of the headlines and these breakthrough infections are happening, but wanted to talk about, you know, how to navigate this. A lot of this comes up to your own personal risk, obviously. It's hard to kind of define because everybody wants a definitive answer on this whole thing. But the reality is that there's so many factors that go into possibly getting infected by COVID. So Tara, help us walk through some of this. What should vaccinated people be thinking about when they're looking at breakthrough infections?
Well, I think first off, vaccinated people should be confident that their vaccine protects them and that they are well protected against, you know, serious illness, hospitalization for COVID-19. I think that it's hard to talk about this issue because your risk depends a lot on how you live your life and what your exposures are. You know, the risk of a healthcare worker, for instance, who's in Louisiana, where infections are raising and they're around patients a lot, is going to be different than someone who is hanging out with their vaccinated friends in Vermont, where vaccination rates are very high. So it's sort of like the weather, you know, what's the local condition is really important. And again, you know, my risk is different as somebody who's got a sort of a more limited social life than my 22-year-old daughter who goes out and meets her friends. But I think in general, we should feel safe that we're vaccinated. We should take reasonable precautions. You know, if we're around a lot of people and we don't know the vaccination status of those people, we should wear a mask. You know, we should follow local guidelines, obviously. We should wear a mask indoors where we don't know, you know, the vaccination status. But I think that if we're, you know, with our vaccinated friends and we know they're taking reasonable precautions, we don't have to freak out. I feel like people are a little too afraid of a breakthrough infection when, if you're vaccinated, you've done a really good thing for yourself, and I think you should be pretty confident that your vaccine is working.
I was just speaking with a coworker who just came back to work after 2 weeks. He was vaccinated. He had a breakthrough infection. I think he even mentioned that very early on, he didn't know that he was infected yet. He had a little gathering for his birthday, and then I think subsequently he heard that a few other people also got infected. What are the chances of people spreading it if you've been vaccinated? Obviously, it can happen. It depends on the viral loads. But they do say that, I guess, you know, it kind of clears out of your system a little faster, at least through the infectiousness period.
It does move, clear out a little faster. But if one of your vaccinated friends is coughing or sneezing or has symptoms, or if you feel a little bit of, you know, fatigue, malaise, I think you should remember that you can have a breakthrough infection. It does happen. It's not common, but it does happen. So I think, one, we have to be mindful that if we have any kind of symptom, you know, even if you think it's probably just allergies, I personally think you should go get tested. You should do a rapid home test and make sure you're not infectious if you're going to be around your vaccinated friends. So yes, it can happen. We saw in Provincetown, there was an outbreak. Now, there was a lot of bar going crowded, you know, hookup behavior going on in Provincetown.
Right, exactly.
So that increases the risk. But yeah, you know, if you're sitting around a table with five people and everybody's feeling well and you're vaccinated, you're probably going to be fine. But if one of those people starts sneezing and coughing, then yeah, that does put other people at risk. But we do know that among vaccinated people versus unvaccinated, there's some research shows that while your viral load can be about the same the first week as an unvaccinated person, if you're both infected, the second week it drops greatly. If you're vaccinated and you are infected, you're probably not going to be as infectious for as long of a period of time. You'll clear the virus faster. Your vaccine antibodies are still working even if you're infected. I think people think your vaccine didn't work, but your vaccine is working constantly. Your antibodies are fighting, and that's why you're not getting very sick, because your antibodies are binding and weakening the virus.
You probably feel like you've been duped if you got your vaccine and still got sick, but obviously that's not the case. It, you know, it's aimed at preventing severe illness and hospitalization. You mentioned testing, and I think that's kind of becoming, once again, a bigger part of all of this. It kind of waned a little bit. Everybody's saying, go get vaccinated, but testing is kind of coming back into a bigger focus, and the demand for these quick tests are coming back too, just, you know, to help with all of this.
I sure hope so. I think that the testing message has gotten lost in all of this. We're so focused on the vaccines, and yeah, that is the best thing you can do. But it's not the only thing you can do. I've got a bunch of the Binax Now rapid home tests. I've ordered some QuickVue tests for my daughter. She's vaccinated. She was traveling to see her 80-year-old vaccinated grandmother. She tested before she left. She tested when she landed. And I actually had her test every day as a precaution. That might be a little bit overboard, but I was worried because her grandmother's 80 years old. And even though she's vaccinated, there's still a risk there, right? Because she's been, my daughter was traveling. She was at an airport. She was, you know, on an airplane. So I wanted her to be extra careful. And I feel like testing will set you free. You know, use the test. I know a group of people who were gathering to celebrate a 90th birthday, and everybody was vaccinated, but they were coming from all these different places. And I said, you know, use the test because that's like a free pass for the day. You know, if you take a rapid antigen test and it's negative, that's not a guarantee you don't, that you weren't infected, but it is a pretty strong assurance that you're not infectious, that you're not spreading the virus at that moment. The way to use these rapid tests is to use them consistently. So if you take a test, you want to take one a couple of days later to make sure. So the second test is more predictive than the first test. You know, there's strength in regular testing. But I wish that people would embrace testing. It is the way to get back to normal.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, it all depends on your local conditions, your overall health, and then all these other precautions you're taking along the way. There's a lot of other tips and questions that you answered in your latest article, so I suggest everybody go out and check it. Tara Parker Pope, health columnist at the New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.